Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What does it for you?
Oh.
That thing that gets you super excited?
Yeah, it gets you worked up.
Makes you happy? Something that when you see it, you know I'll be spending money on this.
Oh.
Because today, I think, personally, I have to admit that I have a real problem.
What happened?
But admitting having this issue and being able to do something about it are two very different things. Mm. And that's where this discussion, I think, helps not only me, but everyone listening.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This week, your Buffalo Bills take on the New England Patriots Sunday night.
Oh, boy.
Live right here on CMF. And while they're doing that, they will be wearing their brand new Nike Rivalries uniforms.
Damn.
They're the all-white ones that debuted in late August.
Mm.
They are calling them cold front jerseys, and they are wearing them one time.
That's it.
Yeah, the cold front in October.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that I love sports jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And I collect them, and I cherish them. And when these were released, these Bills jerseys, I hated them.
Didn't like the look.
No, boring.
Well, they're very bland.
Yeah, lame.
Lame, weird, right? Like, I was actually mad because I was very excited about, like, a new uniform.
Yeah,
coming.
You were even analyzing, like, the way the numbers were printed or stitched.
No, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys.
All the fine little details.
Yeah, it's a stupid, boring jersey.
Yeah.
I don't like it. So flash forward to about 3 weeks ago.
What happened?
The jerseys went on sale, and we had just finished up the show. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You're gone. Kimmy's sitting in her seat.
I wasn't here?
You were gone.
Oh, it was 10 o'clock.
I'm sitting here. Breezy from PXY is sitting next to me. And I get a direct message from the Bills.
Yeah.
The jerseys are on sale. So I laugh, and I go, what kind of sucker you think I am? And I click on the link, and I'm going through them. And I just wanted to see how stupid they looked again.
Yeah.
And I saw they had Khalil Shakir, the wide receiver. I don't have have a Khalil Shakir jersey.
Yeah. You don't.
I don't have that.
I don't even believe you.
I don't. I don't have a Khalil
Shakir. No Khalil.
No Khalil. Right. No. So I was like, oh, that's cool, because that's not a normal one you can, like, buy. And then I was like, you know, well, they're wearing them one time, right?
Okay.
One time. And, like, I, you know, then that fear of missing out kicked in. Like, well, what if these...
And it's a rare event.
It is. It's a one-time event. And then, like, what if everybody, like, right now is online buying them? And then, like, everyone's going to have them. And
you ain't Mr. Jersey no more.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Kimmy watched the whole thing go down.
Yeah. I mean, when you first saw these, you weren't just disappointed. You were angry.
I was angry.
You were mad.
Angry
mad. You were absolutely trashing everything about them.
Yeah.
Why they suck. Yep. Why the Bills shouldn't wear them. Yep. The
jersey doesn't look finished. It's like they rushed them out the door before they didn't print them all out.
Yeah.
But as this period of time went on, you started to kind of do a 180.
Yeah. Ooh, blanco pass.
You came around to convincing yourself why, even though they suck, I still need it. And I don't know how you did that dance in your head, but it didn't take very long to get there.
Here's the thing. I don't either. I don't know what happened, but I bought it. I bought the jersey.
Well, I think a true collector will collect the things that
make him angry.
Yeah. Because that's a full collection.
No, but like, yeah,
like,
I mean,
like
you
if
do...
you didn't know that, you wouldn't have a full collection.
That's stupid, though. Look, I bought
it. And
this
isn't the only thing I've heard you do this with. There are like some obscure things that you see on eBay or pieces of memorabilia for different sports teams. You're like, this was stupid. This was like the ugliest jersey in this team's time period of existing. But you have to have it for some reason.
It's a fetish.
Even though you don't
it's
like
not, you think everything's a fetish. It's not a fetish.
Everything is a fetish.
It's not a fetish. It's sexual. It's not sexual.
It's no, you get worked up.
I don't get it. I don't get an erection.
When you when you put that on this morning, did it make you mad?
Yes.
So
I'm mad right now.
Why are you wearing it?
I don't know. I don't know why. Well,
because the jersey owns you. It does. It's causing you to do things you don't want to do.
No, look. Look. If you're watching the live, I'm wearing it right now. I mean, I'm watching. I can see myself in the camera.
Something takes over, and you can no longer control your body functions, and your body's putting this jersey on, even though your mind's like, no.
I put it on in the mirror this morning.
No, I hate it so much.
Yes, and I as I'm telling this story now,
You better not gain any weight, brother.
Bro, and that's the other thing. It showed up.
It's going to show everything.
It's smaller than it normally
is. It's a little snug.
It was almost like the universe was like, this is what you get for buying the jersey, you idiot. I feel like such a jackass. But I'm wearing it.
It's very blingy.
I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Bro, look at how stupid this shiny buffalo
is. It is a little blingy.
It's shiny. Look at it.
So you have two metal
buffaloes on each sleeve, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
I feel like an idiot.
And it looks like something my mom would have made. You like buffalo, right?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We all have something like this, right? Like a hobby, an obsession, an activity that no matter how hard you try, it is going to take up all of your time and all of your money.
You can't control yourself.
Look, it can be an issue in your relationship. That doesn't bother you, right? Or it doesn't matter in the moment. It could be taking money away from far more important things. That does not matter in the moment. It could be in the moment. You could realize how ridiculous you look and sound while putting your credit card information into your phone. It does not matter. You cannot stop. How, with whatever it is for your thing, do you stop this cycle from happening?
You can't, because it's like you said, life's short, and everybody's got that thing. So go enjoy it.
No. See, we can't have this discussion, you and I, because we're the same guy. Because you do the same thing I do with, fedoras are ugly and every man that wears them are stupid fedoras.
Yeah.
Tracksuits are for slobs and all they do is play poker and spill mustard all over their 95 tracksuits. Shoes that nobody likes. Weird-ass giant collar shirts.
It's almost like the thing you do that if you saw somebody else doing it, they're a douche.
Yes!
But I do it right.
Like if you saw you right now.
Yes!
You're a twin. You'd be like, wow, man, that guy's an idiot.
After I ordered the jersey, it was on the way to my house. I turned on the Jets game that week. I saw a guy wearing one. I go, what a dick. And I'm that dick today. So you and I might have to sit this discussion out.
Just leaves Kimmy.
Or people listening. 252 to me, CMF. What is there something to do to break this effing cycle?
You can't, man, because every time I try to stop doing something, like I pump the brakes, right?
Yeah.
I know in the back of my mind, 30 days, your ass is going to be right back at it. I know it with booze, with this or that. The only thing is like sometimes I've been able to beat is food.
Okay.
But I substitute booze as the reward. So I'm still not really getting away from anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just traded cells.
Are we just weak, you and I?
Oh, super weak.
No, but I mean, is it an us thing or is it an everybody thing?
Everybody. Every man every man has a Jones.
But it's easy for you to say that because you don't want to have to be like, oh, I should stop doing this. Just like I don't want to say I should stop doing this. So for us to be like, oh, everybody's weak, maybe that's wrong. Maybe there are people that have the ability to say, no, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to do this.
But to my dad's point, if all you do is discipline, what's the point of living? What are you doing? What's the payoff? Sometimes you got to go and enjoy yourself. You got to have something to relieve the pain of the day, right? Something.
You know what that sounds like?
Booze talking?
A weak man. Yeah, a weak boozy man.
Oh, I'd love to be a weak boozy man.
A sloppy bitch, if you ask me.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I bought the Bills rivalries jersey, even though I hated it. I still hate it. I'm wearing it. I hate it, but I couldn't help myself. I had to have it. I had to go get this stupid effing jersey, and I hate myself for it. Jeremy's on CMF. He should cheer us all up.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, how
Prince
are you,
of Darkness.
Hey, how pissed off is your brother this morning that he's got to empty 5 freezers full of corn dogs? God damn it.
No, he's eating through that wood, Jeremy. That's not bothering him.
Yeah. Listen, let's have a heart-to-heart here.
Okay.
Are all your bills paid?
Yes.
Anybody wanting for anything in your household?
Not as far as I know.
You go to work to earn your money. You spend it the way you want. I think some of Mulay's purchases are dumb. It's his money, man. Spend it the way you want.
Well, it's actually my wife's. I'm a subsidizer.
I mean, spend things on what you want to give you some happiness.
Live.
We're only
live.
Here for a short time, man.
There you go, baby.
Okay, no, Jeremy, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying.
Drink.
What I am trying to illustrate to you and everybody listening is I do not want this jersey. I did not want this jersey, yet I have a compulsion inside me that for the 5 minutes I had my credit card and my phone in my hand, I was like, I need to have this jersey. And as soon as I hit send or buy, I was like, why did you do that, you stupid idiot?
So there's numismatists. Those are coin collectors, Tommy, who may hate a coin, but they're going to go out and buy it because they have to add it to their collection.
Okay.
What's the difference?
All right.
We all serve somebody, Pat.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you this then, because I'm done listening to this weak-ass, sloppy bitch drunk talk to me here. Jeremy, what's your thing? What can you not stop doing?
Tools. I have so many. I've got 40 tape measures. I've got 60 pairs of pliers. I got so many screwdrivers. You know, you could make jokes about Tommy's mom and your mom till the end of time. I mean, it's just, it's unreal. That is my weakness. I cannot stop buying tools.
Okay.
What do you do with them?
You hold on to them, I guess, and maybe one day you'll need them. But again,
I mean, do you have like a major project you're working on?
I've always got something stupid that I'm working on. Always. But it doesn't justify having 40 Phillips head screwdrivers. You can only use one at a time. So I guess maybe I understand where you're coming from. I get it. But again, man, you go to work, you earn your money, you spend it the way you want. You're not, you know, buying crack or strung out on heroin. So who cares, man? It's a jersey, right?
All right. Well, thanks for enabling me, man. I really appreciate that.
I wish that Kimmy would have dropped the F-bomb today when the FCC was off. Would have been much better. See you, Dick.
Jeremy, have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I bought the new Rivalries jersey for the Bills, even though I hate it and I think it's ugly. And even wearing it right now, I hate myself. I hate myself for doing what I just did. When it comes to ending this cycle, are we just chasing, like you and I, because we have very similar personalities, are we just chasing a dopamine hit when we click buy? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just filling that empty hole in our lives.
But you can't tell me.
It doesn't make sense, though, because you don't want this. You were mad. You weren't satisfied when
but
you
But it's part of
it.
A collection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's rare.
Chasing. I'm just chasing.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Everybody chases something, man.
But, like, be honest with me.
Yeah.
All right? Because, like, you got on your tracksuit kick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some of those tracksuits. You can't tell me when you got them. You were excited you were going to be wearing
them. Some of them didn't look like they did on when I saw them on the internet.
So, like, when it comes to buying stuff online specifically, right, if you have this compulsion, whatever it is you are buying, it's just the dopamine, right? We're just looking for that rush of, like, ooh.
Like, my wife, like, if she doesn't like something, it's going back.
Yeah.
I live by a 10% rule. 10% of the time, it just ain't going to be right. But I ain't going to do nothing about it.
But also, like,
I'll eat that 10%.
But if you live by that theory, like 10% of your income every year you were going to just waste away, that sounds insane.
But you do on something, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, if I take a 10% hit over the year on what, like, clothes, that thing sucks. It's just going in the closet, man.
Okay.
And it'll sit there for 20 years. But you know what? I may come around on the damn thing in 10 years.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
You may 10 years from now. That jersey may be something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have it because they're doing a whiteout. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Everybody, they're doing a whiteout to sell more of these jerseys. They want everyone in the stadium to wear white to the game. So there's going to be 70,000 people next to me wearing the same shirt.
But 10, 20 years from now, when they bury you in it, it'll be cool.
252-WCMF.
Maybe less.
Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm well. How are y'all?
Hey, Joe, where you going with that jersey in your hand?
Well, no, I can relate because I've bought shoes that look great online, and you get them, and you put them on. It's dark in the morning. You get to work. You look down. You look like Bozo. they're like clown shoes. You're like, what happened? They don't look like...
You know that feeling, right?
What do you mean, clown shoes?
Yeah, a big old clown. That's what they call you behind your back, clown
shoes.
Well,
I know a guy that teaches a boxing class in clown
shoes. All right, but Joe, let me ask you this. Does that keep you from buying the next borderline stupid pair of shoes?
Yeah, bozo.
Hasn't yet.
All right. All right. So shoes are your thing, Joe.
Well, I'm retired now, but when I was teaching, I had to have comfortable, good-looking, professional-looking shoes.
Okay, all right.
And I got a lot of them. When I retired, I said, you know, I'd like a pair of sneakers. And I bought one of these. My sister likes them, but I swear I look like Bozo in them because they're sneakers, but they're leather on top, and they've got the big white soles. You
and
know,
you're describing Tommy's shoes.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Now a lot of guys like to say, you know, big feet. You know, maybe the girls will notice something, but nah, ain't true.
Joe hates his shoes, and he's got a tiny penis. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
He was a teacher.
There he goes, Joe.
Boy, can he hold an audience with his big old shoes.
Maybe that's why math scores are going down. Mm. All right. We've had people call in support.
Yeah.
We've had people call and reveal that they have small penises.
Mm. So what's left?
Well, this call might actually help us and people that are listening.
Okay.
Karen's on CMF. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm great. I got to ask. You got a touch of the ADHD going on?
What about listening to the show would give you that indication?
You know, I don't know. It just kind of came to me. This is such classic ADHD behavior, man. I do it too. I find something that makes my brain go ding, 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 and I gotta have it. It's ADHD.
Isn't that like Amazon's whole business plan?
ADHD
basically?
Yeah. The business?
Well, they just keep popping stuff in front of your face. Yeah. Like, hey, you
and
like
you're getting
that
a deal.
You like that? You might. Yep. You know, people also
new
bought this with
shiny,
that.
Shiny, gotta have it.
It's literally shiny. It is.
Yeah,
literally
it is a shiny,
shiny
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, I've never been diagnosed. You've never been diagnosed, but I think it's a pretty safe.
So what does that even mean? Like ADHD? Like you just can't control yourself or your attention?
Karen, thoughts?
Like some people, it's physical, like tapping your, you know, bouncing your knee or whatever. Like for me, it's inside my head. But, like, the things like bouncing from hobbies, and when I jump onto a hobby, man, I got to have it all. I have hundreds of dollars worth of origami stuff.
Did you say origami?
Origami.
For real.
That's that paper stuff?
Origami paper. I have so much. But it makes me happy in the moment, and I got to have it.
Wow. That's a unique hobby.
Man, you are.
Billion Japanese can't be wrong.
I mean, Karen, I'm going to be honest. I feel like we're like soulmates at this point. You're describing a lot of things I feel right now, Karen.
Hey, I love it. Let me send you some origami.
No, I don't want that. Not the origami.
I'm out of matches.
Karen, thank you.
I'll make you an origami football, man.
All right, send it into the studio. We'll display it. Thank you for the call, Karen. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, we knew a guy that was into that.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring up Amazon. They've definitely tapped into that for people. Because for me, I think also like growing up as a kid, remember they had all those commercials of like toys where if you call now, you can double your order. And it was like always like these magical looking toys and art supplies and all this stuff. But I think like Amazon has tapped into that for a lot of people as an adult.
They're genius.
Because it's like these kitchen hacks that you need or like these little gadgets here and there that are going to make your life easier. And it looks like satisfying to use.
Yeah.
But they also like give you those alerts like, hey, you looked at this. Want to take another look?
Yeah.
Want to think about it for a minute? Come on. I still got it over here. It's on the truck right now.
But you call it genius. I would argue it's evil. It's evil. You're taking advantage of people's subconscious brain.
Yeah, but you're adults, like, man. You don't have to do it, man.
As seen on TV kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. Look. Past the whole argument that if your house isn't in foreclosure, it's no big deal, right? Make yourself happy. The world.
Fill your house full of crap. It keeps the economy going.
Okay. The thing I think I'm the most worried about is the example I might be setting. Because like when you spend money,
your children.
Well, yeah, like when you spend money on stuff you obsess over, it can have two not so great consequences. One is the children, right?
Yeah.
If you have kids and they see you spend like this,
spend how you spend.
Exactly. Studies have shown, Kimmy, kids tend to spend the way their parents spent growing up, and I am worried I am destroying my children's common sense with this stuff that I cannot walk away from. Two. The more money spent could lead to your partner feeling like they have a free pass on their stuff.
Oh, it does. Right? It absolutely does.
And that can lead to a lot of major fights with couples because if you spend money instead of your partner.
It's an arms race.
Exactly. Like, because my wife could step in and say, don't buy that jersey. She never has.
Yeah.
Right? But she also knows that when she wants to get something that is unnecessary, I'm not going to say a word.
But do you sneak?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Like, you know when that package is coming?
Yeah.
And you got to grab it out of the front porch, get it downstairs real quick, unwrap it, get everything sealed away and put it away. She doesn't know.
My Bill's credit card, she doesn't get access to. Like, but she can't see it.
You don't want to see the packages.
Exactly. Bro, I buy it on a specific credit card so my wife isn't, like, in a rare case, be like, what's this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart move.
No, I mean, it's...
No, it keeps the relationship good, hiding stuff.
But, like, instead of one partner stepping in and going, we don't need this, which you should do, it actually leads to you spending double the money you shouldn't spend.
But the next generation needs to consume to keep the economy going. If everybody stopped spending, everything would collapse.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, I don't want
like,
world.
Not like now.
Everything's going good right
now. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think any government building that you could use today right now.
Oh, all of them, really. Free parking.
252 WCMF.
It's help yourself day in Washington, D.C.
We'll take one more. Pete's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
The one that really caught my kids' eyes is the Legos. Me and my wife and my son got back into, you know, doing the bigger Lego sets.
That thing's a fortune.
One day I went out to get my son's birthday gift, came home with the Eiffel Tower Lego set, and it's about a little over 5 foot tall.
Look at you supporting a French. Building foreign Legos on American soil.
Tommy, to your point, those things cost.
I mean, you said they're like hundreds of dollars.
Pete, what did the Eiffel Tower cost?
Originally, when they got it.
I think it was $630.
Oh, man.
Which I think was what the Eiffel Tower actually cost.
I mean, if your kid is into this seriously.
Your kid's collection can easily become your collection.
Yeah, yes.
Things. Yeah.
I mean, Pete, it sounds like you're all the way back in on this.
Oh, yeah. Like, we just went out and we got a couple more, and my son's still working on one called the Endurance. It's a big sailboat, and it's like 6,000 pieces.
6,000 pieces?
Here's what's...
The Eiffel Tower set was 10,000.
And here's what sucks, and Pete, you can back me up on this. Like, you know, when we were kids, if you got something like that, it was going to occupy you for a month. These kids are so damn smart now with their phones and their stupid Netflix shows. Pete, you get one of these things, they're done in a couple of days, and that's just $600. That's like, okay, that was 7 hours of entertainment.
Well, we did. Me and my son did the T-Rex set, and yeah, I mean, that took us probably about a full day between the two of us, just caught up in a different time period.
But, like, I've gotten my daughter these massive Lego sets, and I'm like, okay, she's good for a week, and a day
time
and a half later, she comes down, and she's like, I'm done, and I'm like, damn it, what am I doing?
But he's doing it with the whole family.
Oh, yeah, we all sit out. My daughter, she's younger. She's got some of the smaller sets. My son's just turned 11, and he's out there doing some of the bigger ones with me and my wife.
I mean, sounds like a load of laughs.
But it is. I mean, look, it's memories they're going to have for the rest of their lives. It is a good thing. It's just that compulsion, man. Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
Take care. Like, I can't share this with my kids.
No.
Here's a Khalil Shakir jersey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Man, you want to talk about old school rock music?
Yeah, yeah.
Habit. This is it. We're not talking heroin. We're not talking cocaine.
Yeah.
We're talking something you don't even see people like walking around doing anymore. And this guy's going to die soon.
So he's a young man?
Yeah, he's a young guy, and he's from right down the thruway.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. What you are hearing now, go ahead, yeah, because we got to wait a second here. Mm. What you are hearing, if you're listening over the air right now, is the music of Syracuse native Post Malone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed it. I thought I was going to hit the post. Mm-hmm. I got all excited. Ah, damn it! You're familiar with Post Malone.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
He's thin jelly roll.
What's that?
He's thin jelly roll.
Thin, that is the perfect way to put it. Yeah. Thin
I
jelly
I actually
roll.
Think he's also performed with jelly roll.
That makes sense.
Well, you think they look like a before and after for a diet, and guys that made bad tattoo decisions.
So Post Malone has had a really interesting career. He started in the hip-hop world.
He's a crossover guy.
Yeah, but he's done music in pop. He's done music in rock. He has had a country album now, and he's been successful in everything that he's done.
Yeah.
Post Malone is a smoker.
Oh, okay.
A cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
Which is something you rarely see in rock stars these days.
Yeah, true.
But it seems that when Post Malone commits to something, he commits.
He goes all the way.
In an interview, Post Malone revealed that he, on average, smokes 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day.
God damn.
And on particularly stressful days, he will have 4 packs of cigarettes.
Wow.
So I remember a 3-pack a day habit was like, you the man.
No, the man. Well, I think you said that.
You were the man.
The man of cigarettes?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So how many, like, I'm trying to think of what that averages, like, how many an hour?
So if you are, let's just stick with the 2-pack a day.
Yeah.
There's 20 in each pack. So he says 45 cigarettes on average a day. If you are conscious for 16 hours,
mm-hmm.
let's say, you know, all right, now let's go 18 with a rock star.
Sure.
18 divided by, damn it, we're going to do this again.
I'll give you, I told you that fact about John Wayne that was so weird. So John Wayne was a lifelong chain smoker. You know, he had one of his lungs removed. And he smoked since he was a kid. He died at 71. Mm. And they figure, based on his 3 to 4 pack a cigarette a day habit, they said he only put a match to the first cigarette in the morning.
He just continued to
change. Just kept going.
They figured over a lifetime, he smoked 1 million cigarettes over his lifetime. Right. Just to give you an idea what a lifetime of like heavy smoking is.
So it seems that Post Malone has a guy that holds on to his cigarettes for him.
So he's Gleason?
Well, so he's...
So Jackie Gleason had a... I know I'm going way back again, but he had a flunky that would just hand him lit cigarettes all day.
This kind of sounds like what this is,
okay,
because...
So four, you said 4 packs?
4 packs. That was on the particularly bad day.
Okay, so 4 packs, 80 cigarettes, and you said...
18 hours.
18 hours, okay. So that would be... Yeah, 4.5 cigarettes a day. Or an hour. Yeah.
So you're basically nonstop smoking.
Every 12 minutes, you're having a
cigarette. Yeah, so you're literally, you could be like John Wayne. Yeah.
So
How cool is that? You're the Duke, man, of Syracuse.
He says in this interview, Post Malone, he says, I'll have 40 to 45. By the time I ask Ben, which sounds like his buddy or assistant, for the second pack, I'm like, all right, dude, chill out, you know? By the time I open my 3rd pack, I'm like, I'm a total piece of shiznit and I need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels bad about it. How... Yeah. Can your voice, look, as a former smoker, right, I never understood, because my grandfather was a 2-pack-a-dayer.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how someone could, had the time of in their day to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
How your throat doesn't fight you.
Mm.
Some people just don't, you know, some people it doesn't affect them. My in-laws were husband and wife, solid chain smokers all day long, both of them. They would go, and it. They lived into their 80s. It didn't affect them.
That's insane. Yeah, I mean, good for them.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, some people also get the good gene.
Yeah.
You get the good lung.
But even from like, you know.
Yeah, just the roughness of
your throat. I think it still irritates you.
Look, I mean, we talk for a living. Like, if I were to have, back in the day, more than a cigarette an hour, I would feel it just having a conversation.
But I'm starting to think of some of the greatest singers of all time that were lifelong chain smokers. Yeah. You would never know it because they had such a beautiful voice. Frank Sinatra, for example.
Yeah, yeah, he was a great singer.
You remember he wrote that song about cigarettes?
I'm smoking and I'm talking and you people keep buying it. It's just a guy with some music underneath talking to you.
The summer smoke came blowing into my lungs.
But here's what's weird about this.
What's that?
When you talk about Sinatra, anyone in the Rack Pack, any of the, you know, old...
Those guys smoked on stage singing.
Yeah. Yes, those old rock guys.
I guess that would make it easier, though, to go through all those cigarettes if nobody's asking you to go outside constantly. Yeah. Or you don't have to take a break from what you're doing to do it.
And that's the difference with Post Malone now. For him to have a cigarette every
half an hour.
He lives outside.
He would
he is.
Or everyone that works around him is just inhaling his secondhand smoke.
I mean, it could be.
Right?
You know.
How can you smoke 2 to 4 packs a day? You can't sit in an Applebee's and smoke. You can't smoke in a McDonald's. You can't smoke in the mall.
No.
So, like, what are you doing?
Your house, your tour
bus. Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many, like, artists have their studio's right in their house.
Okay, you know, but I'm saying...
But he goes on tour. He's got to go out. Yeah. He's got to do interviews. He's, you know, he's out and about all over the place.
But I feel like once you get to that level, like, people just let you smoke wherever you want.
So it's just him and Keith Richards keeping up the cigarette industry. Because I think Keith Richards still smokes.
I believe he does, yes.
Because he said he quit hard drugs. He's just down to vodka and cigarettes.
Yep.
But remember, like, he used to hold it on the end of his guitar?
I always try to do that. You know, I play a little guitar.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid in a band, I would always try to do it, and I would always smash the cigarette.
Yeah.
And like ambers falling all over my guitar.
You had to have those thin little needly British hands.
Has anyone listening seen Post Malone? Does he smoke while he's on stage? Because that would be the only way you'd be able to pull this off, right?
But I guess you, well, you know, you can't because those venues are like controlled by the state. Like, so, you can't smoke in them.
Well, I mean, outdoor venues you can. Like, well, you can have a cigarette at C-Mac, I think. And then, or like, you know.
Yeah.
But past that, there is an exception in New York State, at least.
For artists?
Well, they say if the smoking is part of a performance, it's legal. Because there used to be these dick comics that would come through town after the bar band, smoking bar band. And, you know, when we were on the road, every other state you could smoke on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they would argue, I am a performer. It is part of my performance.
Yeah.
You have to let me smoke on stage. And they would laugh in their faces and they'd get all pissed off.
I will say that when you are performing and you are smoking, it looks cool as crap, man.
Okay.
Because it looks like you just don't, you know, like, man, I'm bad up here. Look at me.
So to that.
It seems like he has been known to smoke on stage.
Okay. So to that point about the smoking on stage, I was not legally able to, like, smoke on stage in New York.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, the ban happened before I had started doing stand-up comedy. I was like 15. So I vividly remember the first time I did a road show in Michigan. And I'm on the road, and I'm like, this is awesome. I'm going to go up on stage, cigarette in my hand, look like Dennis Leary, drinking Bill Hicks, how you like me now? I get on stage.
Yeah.
Everyone in the room is smoking.
Right.
I lit the cigarette, and you know when smokers will understand this. Every once in a while, you'll light a cigarette, and the smoke will go right into your eyeball.
It just nails you.
And I'm just I'm starting my set first night, and
I'm burning.
So look, I had poor kid. He's having a stroke.
Oh God, no! And I had to do 30 minutes of comedy, and my eye just would not get right again.
Well, now you know how the audience felt all night.
I felt like such an idiot.
It's bent up. He's smoking your eye.
Oh, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant.
You also looked like you'd never done it before.
A total jacker.
Because back when I first started, you could smoke cigars like anywhere too.
You would smoke a cigar on stage?
Oh yeah, like they didn't. Yeah, they didn't care. I mean, the whole room reeked of smoke. What's the difference?
Well, there's something about cigar smoke.
It does hang. It hangs differently. It does. You're right. But they didn't stop you.
All right. Well, listen. Go see Post Malone while you can.
Yeah.
We come back.
Smoke if you got him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.